Olivia too. Thank you. God bless you.
Volunteers plop watermelons and bags of sweet potatoes into car trunks, while others hand out barbecue sandwiches. Something Anita Crawford needs after her house was leveled by Michael. She's waiting in her car at the tail end of the line.
I believe we are the forgotten county, Jackson County, especially Greenwood.
That sentiment resounds with Christina Jeter, who's been living with mold, no AC, and a fallen tree on her home since the storm.
We didn't even have electricity for months. We lived without running water for I don't even know how long.
Jeter worked as a caregiver for a woman in Greenwood, but the woman passed away after the hurricane, and Jeter has taken up roofing to get by. She says the Greenwood supermarket was integral to the community.
We don't have a kitchen. So if the deli was here, we could have hot food every day.
You might miss Greenwood on your way to Marianna or Malone. The small town has no restaurants, no gas stations, and for the past year, no grocery store. The Greenwood supermarket caught fire after the storm. The nearest grocery store is about 10 minutes away, but some like Jeter can't make that drive because car repairs are expensive.
Both of our vehicles are, one of them is on jack stands because it needs a part that we can't afford. And I need new tires on a car that I just paid $500 for so I could have transportation.
She's had to live off the Dollar General, but it doesn't stock fresh produce. That's prompted neighbors to reach out to food banks, like Second Harvest of the Big Bend. When Jeter doesn't have these donations, she says she has to walk to the Dollar General.
It's basically if you want anything, want something to drink, you want sugar, you want toilet paper, you want anything that you're out of, you either walk or beg for a ride. And you can only ask for a ride so many times before it becomes a burden to somebody else.
It's about a 45-minute walk, and Jeter says the path is treacherous.
So there's semis and peanut wagons and tractors and all kinds of different vehicles that people don't pay attention, so it's not safe to walk anyway.
And she's not the only one making the trek.
My husband and the kids would have to walk with the bags back to the house, and it was horrible.
April Garrett lost her car when a tree toppled onto it during Michael. She says she can't afford any more repairs. Her husband has been out of a job because he couldn't make it to work.
He was a non-stop worker. He worked every day, never showed up, even on his sick days. He never not showed up for work. He was always there on time.
She's had help from Missy Harkis, one of the key organizers of Greenwood's food giveaways.
Neighbors are helping neighbors get through it because we have no one else to count on right now but ourselves.
Harkis has been trying to rally help for Greenwood.
It's hard. It's been very, very hard. You know, trying to support this community just as a volunteer basis alone and without having any help from the government. And it's just us doing it by ourselves, you know, making between 30, 40 hours worth of phone calls a week just to get some food in.
I'm Robbie Gaffney.